I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, 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 AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. We are here to discuss Meet the Queens for Season 12. I am your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, as always, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, hello, hello.
Jayla Rocks.
I'm ready for a brand new game.
And Ollie Dreamer.
Yay!
It's so,
forever.
We have a lot of queens to get through. We're actually going to get through the queens one by one this time.
Yeah.
Yes. And I want to briefly thank those who are joining us in the chat roll. We always appreciate you guys for joining us live. Simon MC and Chucky Chuck. Hi, you guys.
Hello, hello.
And if you
and
comment.
And AfterBuzz TV competition.
And AfterBuzz TV competitions. Yes. Our biggest fan.
That's Vito. We love you, Vito.
Yay. Ninetale Phoenix.
Ninetale Phoenix.
Oh, I love Ninetale.
Yes, Pokemon.
Yes, Pokemon reference.
So, if you guys comment on iTunes 5 stars, or if you comment on YouTube, we could make you fan of the week.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. And that's a worthy place to be, honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I just want to first ask you guys which guest host you're excited about, because they had a lot of guest hosts that I was like, oh my gosh, they got this person. I mean, they have Nicki Minaj, we know.
I say, name some of the ones that you have, because I don't know if I remember.
Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes. ALC.
Fandy Newton. Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Chaka Khan.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm. Whoopi and Robin. I'm pretty much
Robin.
Like,
honey, let me tell you, the budget this season is starting to look like the Masked Singer up in here. I think that I'm so excited to see all of these, like, fresh faces, and we get to see more male judges. You know, I think that's great.
I'm excited for Jeff Goldblum. I feel like, I feel like that could be cool, you know?
Nice guy.
But, I mean, I like, Chaka Khan, that's, like,
incredible. Like I said, she's on the Masked Singer, girl. I told you, they're going to bring the Masked Singer people. The studios are right next door.
I know, right, exactly. They're like, you're done there, just come on over here.
Right, exactly.
I can't wait for Leslie Jones, because she went viral with all her commentary. Years, she haven't seen
for the Olympics,
she, like, watched some of the seasons for the first time, and, like, they, like, aired years ago, and she was just, like, giving the best commentary, so I'm excited for her
She just guest judged on Project Runway 2 and was hysterical.
She's getting all of this, like, great, like, love since she's, she went to New York Fashion Week, I think, and she was, like, the loud one on the runway, like, show them how you do, you know? So if your friends don't cheer for you like that, get some new friends. Yeah. Get the receipt, get your money back, get some new friends.
So, yeah. There's some exciting guest hosts, and now we're going to go through the queens. So the first queen is Aiden Zane. So she has this kind of, like, unique kind of horror-esque vibe. She's 29. She's from Georgia. It was interesting because I didn't expect, like, a spookier queen to come from the South. Like, I expected it to be a more, like, I expect pageant queens to come from the South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was interesting. I'm excited to know more about her because I thought she did have, like, some of the most unique looks when she came out, both for this and for that video that we watched.
The Meet the Queens.
Mm-hmm. Well, because there's Meet the Queens, and then there's that little blurby video where they come walking out.
Oh, the Dragula.
Yeah, this is from that.
Yeah.
And then,
Jayla.
I'm only going to say this. Great way.
Wait, you guys are the shadiest.
Where's our shade buttons, Ollie?
I am so excited. No, I'm so excited to see what we would call on this show, alternative drag queen come and be a part of the competition, because maybe that'll open up the bridge to have the... what do you call it? Post-apocalyptic girls versus the glam queens. And this
Is
the
Sharon Needles one.
Okay.
And now I kind of want to know more about, like, what drag is like in Georgia. I'm curious.
She's literally from the middle of nowhere, I think.
Yeah,
she's
really curious. Yeah.
But I like her name's kind of like an A to Z. That was like, basically kind of like the spectrum.
Yeah. Understood.
So I feel like she has a lot of looks to pull from. And I think she kind of has like that red eye kind of like, that's like her thing, I guess. So I'm interested to see what she has to bring.
You think she has a wide array of costumes? Is that
what you said? That's what she says. I mean,
they
if
all
she's
say
on
that.
If she...
I'm going to go on that show and be like, I got two costumes.
I've got a wide array.
Yeah. Why would I say I have two costumes, even though I do?
Yeah. You know? A to Z, she's got one for every letter. So there we go.
How many costumes is that then?
That's 20. How many letters are in the
alphabet? See, you took too long.
27.
Shantae, you stand.
26.
26?
Okay,
26,
so next queen.
So this is Britta. This is the one that Ronnie is obsessed with. And he's seen, he's been sending us pictures of her and clips from New York.
Britta, run, girl. You got a stalker.
Oh, my God.
From the looks of it, girl. Now, listen, let me tell you this. Britta, I'm jealous of her. Did you see those pearly whites in her mouth?
Yes, yes.
Like, I don't know what New York She's City Drag is paying. But those chompers are, like, brand spanking new.
Maybe they're, like the Vivian clip-on, clip-off.
I don't think so, because I went through her Instagram, and she, Mama was white. Uh-huh. Mama was porcelain. Uh-huh. So, I don't, she need to give me her dentist number. And I hope she wins, because then we can split the money. But, like, that's the first thing I looked at. Is I gravitate towards people's
She's
mouth. And if you have a great mouth, that's, like, the first thing you notice. So you automatically are, like, in the running to become America's Next Drag Superstar.
Well, she's getting those big bookings. Like, she's been on Broad City, which was such a good show on Comedy Central with Alana and Abby. And she obviously is, like, Ronnie stands her. And Britta Filter, obviously, that's her full name. And to me, she's such a great host. And I think she is definitely front runner for sure. Like, I can see her going so far in the competition.
I mean, it was her first. There was one or two of them that said, she said this is her first year auditioning and she made it.
But that's good because she's been so successful, yet she hasn't even auditioned for Drag Race. So that's awesome for her.
She says that the reason this was her first time is that she wanted to be ready. So I appreciated more than anything because so many of them, possibly on this season, may not be ready for this type of competition. So
which ones? Which ones?
Oh, honey.
We'll see. I may or may not mention.
It's too early to call.
I think she'll go far. It'll be interesting to see what she does.
Yeah.
We'll definitely check out her hosting. There's videos of her hosting with Adele and Jennifer Lawrence. Have you guys seen those videos? Mm-hmm. So definitely check those out if you're not aware. She's a great host, so... Okay. I'm excited to see what she brings.
I'm excited, too, because she seems to have, like, a very engaging personality. So. Yes. The next one is Crystal Method. She is 28 from Springfield, Missouri. I thought she had some really unique looks, and she's like a club kid, and she also said that she is interested in, like, how to do drag on a budget.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which has always turned some, like, super unique looks on this show. And I was actually... Who was the one who had the IKEA lamp? Was that...
Asia O'Hara.
Oh, no, it was Asia.
What? Oh, yeah, it was.
Somebody had the IKEA challenge thing as a headpiece. And it's, like, that kind of creativity finding something that you wouldn't necessarily think of as a costume or finding something that, you know, is unique. And she seems to me like she would be the person to do that.
Yeah, first off, I want to see like a calendar of the best looks of Crystal Method. Like, I want her to do like a 365 days of drag since she has like, you know, these different looks or whatever. It's very inspiring. It's very original. But I guess, and hate me if you will, being on Drag Race, you kind of are in a glass, you hit the glass ceiling. Like, you can be original, but not too original. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this would be amazing to us, but then they'll go, I wish you would have done this instead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not really getting the aesthetic, because Fifi O'Hara brought cosplay, goes home second. You know what I mean? So it's just like, they don't really appreciate the creativity of it, but maybe, I mean, I don't know.
I personally think she's the one to beat.
Yeah.
Okay. After watching the Meet the Queen and watching them, she just seemed so genuine. I loved that her look for her Meet the Queen was different than this. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a different vibe, although you still saw her creativity. She seemed genuine in her answers. I love the lips. I'm like kind of obsessed with her lips and how she paints them to make it look like she's smiling all the time. She spells method with a Y, so I'm a little biased.
Are the judges going to be able to, like, digest her?
I can see them treating her, like, giving her, like, the milk edit or kind
That's
of,
what
like,
I'm saying.
The milk edit or give her the Dusty Ray Bottoms edit.
Right.
So, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I think she's going to do well.
I mean, she could be Evie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't know.
But then it's like, but then it's going to, like, we're not going to crown another Evie.
Oh!
No, that's no shade. That's no shade. That's literally they want. No, this is no shade. That's funny.
I don't see the same as Evie. I don't see this as the same as Evie. To me, it's very different.
But clearly, they want their winner to be like different each season. Well, unique. You know.
Yeah.
So, but like, she's awesome.
Some sort of uniqueness.
She gives me like.
I don't think they need to be unique every time they walk out. Like each look has to be different. Look at Jinx. You know what I mean? Like, she's not unique in that she does a different look every time she walks out. In a sense, she does.
I will say that this, despite her, like, the same lip, that's her signature. Like, this is completely different than her, the USA look.
Right.
So that's what I was really, saying. I like that she actually had, like, she definitely, to me, I'm predicting, has, like, lots of versatility.
Well, because when I saw this was my first, I don't follow her, I didn't know anything about her.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw this and the name, I went, oh, this is kind. She's kind of this
that type
crystal
of
method, type, you know. This and then when we found out that this runway was urban streetwear or whatever, in my head I was like, oh, this is
not
perfect.
Not 1980s
for
punk movement.
No, I guess not.
Sorry. I want to read a comment from our live chat. Joseph Boza said, "She is my favorite. Also, I agree with Jayla. Me, I can see the judges wanting the queens to dumb down their skills so they can all be on the same level, and that's what I mean. Like,
well, they do that. Who was saying that? Somebody was saying. I think it was on UK. Was it the Vivian that was saying to Davina, I think, or to maybe to Baga, saying, if I would go out in that, I would get reamed. But because you're going out in that, you know, it's hard because it's like, if you're going to walk into the workroom in a beaded gown that you wore in your pageant, you've now raised your bar. So I think it's on, like, I'm not saying you have to walk into the workroom in something crappy so that no matter what you wear, it looks good. But, like, if you're, you know, if you're going to go out, like, now I have to remember everybody's names and we don't have our cheat sheets. Ms. Cracker was saying that she took out a loan to make clothes for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you took out a loan to make clothes for the show, you should win every runway, in my opinion. I think that's what we liked so much about you.
No, not really, because she didn't say how much of a
Well, I'm not saying that she, I didn't mean that like she literally should, but she should be in the running every time. If you give me $5,000, say, okay, now we want you to come up with looks for these, that's going to be a very different show than you just calling me saying, hey, come down here tomorrow, bring all your shit, we're going to have a competition.
Yeah.
Those are very different types of shows. So, I don't know. I really think she's, I don't know, she stood out to me. And when I went, she stood out to me like Jinx Monsoon's video stood out to me. She stood out to me like Evie Oddly's video stood out to me. And she stood out to me like Sharon Needles stood out to me. So,
okay.
I'm putting her in that category.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to keep it.
Yeah, no,
the next one is Dahlia Sin. She's 28, from Los Angeles. Her name is supposed to be a play on Black Dahlia. Aja is her drag mom, and I can definitely see that.
Yeah, I can see it too.
Mm-hmm.
She said she represents Banji Kawaii realness.
Okay.
I like
her. And then
her.
Who's
I
next?
Like, wait!
Yes, mama!
Wait.
I'm here!
I'll just say this. When she said she was from LA, I went, really? And I'm not saying that I know every drag queen in LA, but I'm at Mickey's every Monday.
Yeah.
I've never heard this name.
Well,
not saying that means that you're good or bad, but.
Well, honestly, I think a lot of queens say that they're from LA, but they're really not from LA. No one's from LA. Like, honestly, everyone in LA is a transplant.
But no, they're saying it
like,
based
even
off
Gigi,
of where do you,
Gigi's
like, where
from
do you,
Chicago.
Yeah, but like, where do you reside now when the show airs?
Right.
But, like, you. I guess so. Does she? But yeah, no, that I've never seen her.
Never.
In LA.
I never heard the name. I was shocked
maybe
when
now.
They said.
Okay, well, I've heard her name on Instagram.
Okay.
So, I don't know about the LA thing. I've never seen. Mm-mm. But I do know her from Instagram. And she did say she has a following before she got on this show.
Super.
And
I mean, technically, we all have a following.
Yeah, we have. And speaking of followings, thank you guys so much for listening to this wonderful, wonderful podcast. If you're listening to us right now, go ahead and give us 5 stars. If you're watching us right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up and make sure you subscribe to the AfterBuzz TV competitions page.
I just like that. Sorry. Positive for Dahlia. I love her Harley Quinn inspired look.
Is it Harley Quinn?
I actually liked her Meet the Queens look better than her
runway.
Yes.
Runway look. Because I feel like the Meet the Queens look was actually more her.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I said, it's like some of these outfits, it's hard to tell what they picked out or what producers told them to wear. And so I thought when she was talking about the whole like Banji Kawaii realness, I thought the Meet the Queens outfit with the hair, with the little like curls, mm-hmm. like that are
still Negra, the baby here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I felt that more represented what she was talking about than the other runway did. So I'm excited because she's AJ's drag baby.
Aja.
AJ and the Queen.
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm so big. It is red hot. Hey.
So, Gigi Good.
Good.
Here's,
who is.
I think the name says it all.
Who is also from LA.
Okay, wait. What did I miss? Okay. Mark. Who's Mark? Go ahead and tell us. Feed us the read. Like, where are we with Gigi Good right now?
I like her.
I like Gigi.
I like her. I've heard her name I've seen her name on flyers, which mm-hmm. means she's very booked here.
Mm-hmm.
Seen her perform.
I've seen her at Mickey's. I've seen that she's done Foo Bar Monday nights.
Yes.
I've seen her at Rocco's and stuff like that. I know she's been around. I know the name. I could tell. It was so funny because when she said her age, I went, oh.
And that's how old is she?
21.
She's thinking.
And as soon as she said that, I went, oh, that's it. Because if you really watch her video and listen to her answers, you don't really find out anything about her. She gives very stock answers. Great that your mom makes your stuff. I mean, that's really the only thing that I got out of it.
But she's another one who, this was her first audition and she got on.
Well, great. And that's great. I'm not putting them down. I'm just here to give my opinion.
I think she's a great performer.
Is she?
And she has a face. She has a very specific face. She has a very specific face, and she has a very interesting aesthetic that's very vintage. And she's giving me like Florence and the Machine realness with this.
I'm excited about her. I loved her her promo, her Miss America like race car like gig or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I like that better than that.
I think that's very like, speed racer.
I think that's gonna be her storyline. I think her storyline is gonna be very pageanty, like with her answers, and we're gonna wanna find out the real Gigi Good. I think that's kind of like
Well,
what
we'll
I'm
find out the real you on All Stars. Now on Showtime, girl.
Right.
Hey, make sure
save
you guys
save that for news, girl. Save that for news.
Oh my gosh,
girl.
Next one is Heidi in the Closet. Best name. 24 from North Carolina, and she explained that she got her name because she's from a small town and she was being hit on by a lot of men who were closeted.
And there's probably like 30 people in her town, so 15 of them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just thought she was one of the most charming.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to watch more. There were so many of them, I was just like, is it done yet? And hers, I just wanted to keep going. I'm a sucker for an accent. Hello.
Yes.
Loved her teaser. I love this look. I loved the look that she's in the video. I just loved it. I loved it. She's one of my favorites.
I love a good name, so I thought... Like, she's already drawn me away.
Now, you guys know I am, like, anti-comparing queens, but this is not a comparison. This is kind of like a production standpoint. And Jackie, maybe you can back me up on this. okay. Heidi is going to give me a Banji edit.
No.
Oh, you think?
No.
Yeah, like,
could be. Yeah.
We love her. She's
I think she's too nice.
She's going to give the good one-liner. No. She's going to give us good comedy. She's going to be a confessional gold. Goes home first.
I don't think she'll go home first. I don't think she'll go home first.
Listen, now let me tell you this. As a drag race fan,
Connoisseur.
You know, the girls who overcompensate in the Meet the Queens and the runways and stuff are the ones who always go home first. Because
I don't think she'll go home first.
Because I wonder when they film this.
Didn't this happen after they taped the season?
Watch it back. Every queen who goes, now that you know the order of queens, I always make sure I watch the runways.
No, you're right.
And that's when they always wear the biggest costumes or wear the, you know, because then everybody starts to cheer louder for that person, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
My prediction could be wrong. I wasn't on the show, but I do feel like they're giving her a very charming edit. Like, we love to love Heidi, but she didn't make it far.
Okay.
You know?
I don't think
and
so.
And I will eat shit if she does win the season.
All right.
But as of right now, I love her. I adore her. Four words, personality.
Yeah.
And,
she'll be back for 13, season 13.
Right. Right. We'll bring her back. Bring her back.
If that's the case.
Yeah. The next one is Jackie Cox. She's 34 from New York City. So she is a musical theater queen. She's campy. I feel like she's my spirit animal. And it's so funny because, when I saw the first one
with her, the outfit
that's on screen right now is the Iranian, like, inspired outfit where, now, that did not pull me in because of the lack of padding, and you guys know that I'm, like, a big fan of padding.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when she did her Meet the Queens, I thought her personality was so cute, and, like, there were things she was saying that was so, funny, like, she was able to make fun of herself about how she likes to go to bed early and stuff like that. So
You on Drag Race.
Yeah, it is literally me. I was like, girl, I got you. I understand where you're coming from.
Jackie, I don't know, girl.
This is where we disagree.
You got a lot more spirit than this girl.
She
can be your spirit animal. You have a lot more spirit. Jackie Cox, watching this on my 4K HDTV, she looked amazing. I love this green, like, you know, what do you call it? Because I want to be PC.
Headscarf?
Headscarf.
I wouldn't call it a headscarf.
I think that's what they call it, a headscarf.
Headscarf. Okay, we'll go with it.
I think so.
I love that look. However,
getting a job.
Maybe.
Watching the Meet the Queens, I got drawn into the background music more than...
Really?
Yeah.
I actually wrote in my notes, I liked her more than I thought I was going to.
Really?
Kind of the same thing. I thought this was appropriate for the challenge. Once I realized what this challenge was, I'm pointing at the TV with the image of her from the... when they're walking into the workroom looks, with she's in the green headscarf. I actually liked her a lot more. I wrote down to the thing that I really, that, and you know I'm a sucker for this, when she said that she wants to be the voice for someone who's afraid to speak up. That just touched my heart.
How many voices that we would have for 12 seasons, girl?
Well, I think she just meant people in general who...
From the Middle East.
Aren't people that speak out like you and I.
But queer people from the Middle East, I think to me she stands out because she is Iranian and Canadian, and I think that she doesn't have to come out with this big, extravagant gown, and she's already making a statement. To me, personally, I really like her, and I think I'm really excited to see her perform. And she's from New York.
But that's what I feel
Queens
like.
From New York are usually, like, they blow us away, for sure. And so I'm really excited to see. And she's one of my favorites. I'm done.
Okay, so that's why you're defensive now.
No, because she really did stand out to me, like, hearing her talk and the statement that she was trying to come off with this runway. Mm-hmm. And I completely agree that she, it was like the political urban runway making a statement.
With a political twist or something.
Yes, and I loved the little harness. I loved the reveal.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily love the outfit. But once I realized what the challenge was, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, then that works. Absolutely.
But so the next one... Wait, do you guys like her outfit or do you like her personality?
I like both.
Both.
I like the outfit.
So the next one is Jada Essence Hall, 32, from Milwaukee. She's the one who was, when they did like a supercut preview, she was in a lot of the previews talking. So I have a feeling that she's going to be like a big personality.
I kind of thought what Jayla said. I think that she might go home early.
Oh, no.
Because you do. I mean, when they show, like you said, when they show them a lot, then you're like, oh,
I'm
going to go home early.
Listen.
Well, her catchphrase was, don't worry about me. And I wrote on my notes, okay, I won't.
Oh, I'm not worried about a lot of people in this cast. but for her, I'm not worried at all.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Jada.
Mm-hmm. You know Jada. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
We're Facebook friends.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Not like Silky.
Yeah, not like Silky, okay. But I've seen her work and whatever she's posting, so I don't feel like personality-wise she won't be a problem. Like, I guess we'll get the Snatch Game, then I'll get a little worried about her, mm-hmm. but then after that, I feel like she's gonna turn loose.
I was kind
of. She's had one of my favorite looks of this runway.
Really?
Yeah.
That was it's very old-fashioned-y.
This outfit is made by Jeffrey Kelly. Oh. He posted it on Facebook. We're Facebook friends. But yes, he posted this, and Jeffrey Kelly did make this outfit. I'm going to fact check that, but I know for sure that he posted
it. It's a pink plaid, for those of you on...
with a little
pink
beret.
Plaid with a beret on it. And...
Yeah, it wasn't one of my favorites, but...
Jan is one of my favorites because I had been following her on Instagram for a long time.
Yes.
So, and her personality is so cute, and so... maybe I'm a little biased because, like, yeah, this was another one where the runway outfit was not my favorite, and I didn't feel like it represented, like, her body of work.
Yeah.
And then when her video came around, I was like, okay, this feels more like her.
Yeah.
You know? So,
Daughter of?
Alexis Michelle.
Alexis Michelle.
I could see it.
Did you say that? Sorry.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
This was, I think, my hands-down least favorite of the teaser trailer.
Wow.
Boo. I just thought this was, like,
boo.
I kept going... What is that? Like, I don't know if she was trying to be funny because of Jan Sport, which she can't say on TV because it's copywritten, and that's why she wore the backpack and all the things. I don't know if that was her way of being funny. It didn't read funny. It looked like, I was like, is she wearing a garbage bag? Like, it just does not. I don't know. I just, it was another one that I was just kind of like, But when she said Alexis Michelle, I saw a little Alexis Michelle in there, so that made me happy, because I did like Alexis Michelle, so maybe she will change my mind.
I think there's going to be great personalities this season.
Personality!
But, like, let's see it. Like, Bag of Chips last, when we did UK, proved us, like, she doesn't have to have all the amazing looks. It's the personality and the performance that really...
But the thing is, when you go to her Instagram, she does. Like, that's what I didn't get about this outfit.
It was a year ago, Jackie.
They didn't get paid.
A lot can change in a year. What I can say about Jan...
It's my friend from Columbus.
...is that she is a... A cash cow, and very bankable. Like, she's going to be another confessional queen. She's going to be one of those people that has the one-liners, the one that we're going to run around the bars and we
the
know
gifts,
saying,
the gifts,
you know,
the memes.
We're going to have the gifts, the memes, the shirts, the buttons, the pins
of her
right before a DragCon. Yes.
Oh. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Nikki Doll is the next one. She is the French queen who said she's. This was an interesting combination because she, like, from her videos came off as very, like, fashionista, but then she said she was into, like, anime and fantasy.
I didn't see that.
Okay, wait.
And first, video games.
This was Final Fantasy X2. She's doing Pain. Just want to say that, and that's why I really like her.
Okay.
First
speak
French
up,
queen.
Girl.
Hold up. You know, I love what she also said, and then I'm going to shut up because we're short on time. I became a man when I started to act like a woman. And that just really resonated with me. And I loved her. And I fell in love with her instantly. So she's one of my favorites. I don't think she's going to go far, but she's one of my favorites.
You never have to shut up, Ollie. You don't have to shut up.
We're short on time.
I don't have much to say about her.
So I have a lot to say about her. Okay. I think, I'm going to say it really, really fast.
Oh, go ahead.
So I think Nikki Doll is going to be not a front runner, but still a front runner. She's going to be like the max of the season. Like, we love the aesthetic, but you just need it. Like a place filler, you know, you can still have the stipend when we finish.
Okay.
We'll put you on the work the world, girl.
I miss Max.
We'll give you, like, no, I'm ready to see the fashions. And she says she's so, like, you know,
blessed. Well, they all have amazing fashions. So this should be one of the best fashion runways ever.
Her runway, the paint, what do you say is
paint
is very great. I love the details in it. I watched it twice. Excited to see how the other American queens will take Nikki Doll when she comes in with the accent and everything. Because I'm like, is it fake? Is it real? We'll see how it goes.
I'm curious if, because she says something in her video about wondering if people will be upset that she's French. how do you guys feel about somebody from France coming and being on the
show?
She said
she has a U.S. green card.
I'm not saying, is it illegal? I'm just saying, does anybody have a problem?
A little racist,
I mean, if Cotniac could be on season 6.
Right. And Max can be on season 6.
Right.
Eight.
So there's been other queens.
She literally said she's a resident of the U.S. So, like, yeah. I'm not going to hate on someone because they're an immigrant.
But you know, I wasn't saying that I was. Yeah. I was just curious what you guys thought.
If she doesn't win, I say there's going to be a Drag Race France and she'll be on front.
Ooh.
Whereas, like, Courtney Act, it was, like, more, like, I don't think she lives in the U.S. I think it was more, like, she just wanted to be on Drag Race.
Absolutely. And, I think it's the same, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion.
Good luck, Gail.
Three more queens.
So then we have Rock'em Sakura.
Yes.
I keep wanting to say Rock'em Sock'em Sakura. Yeah. Like, that's why I'm having a hard time with it.
We'll just call her Rock'em Sock'em.
Yeah, that's what I want your name to be, Rock'em
Sock'em.
Don't
like this runway look. Loved her American look.
I can't. Yeah. I agree.
What did you think of her Meet the Queens look?
That's what she said.
She was very
USA Gundam.
I was going to say Gundam. Right? Yes. Oh my God. Yes. So Gundam. Very that. And people, I hate that she's getting the comparison of Trixie. I don't see it.
It's Trixie and Kimchi that they keep saying.
I don't see it.
But to me,
I could see that because of the way she's painting her face, but not her personality.
Her personality, we need to rock a socket up, girl, because she is not funny. She is not personality.
But she has that dry, funny sense of humor.
She stuffed her junk in there like a burrito, and I died. I thought it was funny.
I heard that joke at Bingo Girl.
She was another one that I wrote I liked more than I thought I was going to.
Okay.
The thing that she said that stood out to me, which is something that I can relate to, too, is when she was talking about her challenge for being on the show, was she says, Sakura is my daughter. How will I respond to the judge's critique of her? And I always think that that's important because you forget, like, this is something that we've worked on our entire life, some of us, for a long, long time. So, you know, I don't really care about comments, but you do. There is a part of you that will always care because you want people to like something that you've created.
Right.
So that was interesting that she said. I just wanted to point that out. But
I just want her to just rock them and sock it up, girl. Like, we're going to give her 4 episodes.
No.
And,
Maybe. I would agree with you. I have high hopes for her.
I have very high hopes for her.
Someone in the chat room had written I think it was Chucky Chuck, # team go home early or something.
No. Oh my God.
She's one of the ones I don't think. As much as I liked her video, I don't know that I'm a lover overall, but I don't think she's going
to home. If anything, she'll be an all-star. But I have high hopes for her. She's one of my personal favorites.
I knew it too. I wrote in my book. Ollie!
I almost wrote it too, by the way.
She's from San Francisco, which we don't get a whole lot of San Fran queens, so I have hope. High hopes.
I know, but I...
Like I said, not a whole lot of representation.
Honey Mahogany, I'm sitting here.
Everybody loves a caftan.
Okay, next. Cherry Pie, 27,
from New York. I thought this was another. She was another fun one to me because I do love these like campy theater queens, and so she was giving me all that.
You know what she was giving me, Cherry Pie. I'm looking at you right in your eyes. I'm gonna tell you. I want you to see this.
No,
Cherry Pie is my paralysis demon when I go to sleep because I am terrified of clowns and Cherry Pie. You are a dangerous clown that I want to party with.
You know what? It's so funny. When I was watching her video, what I wrote was, she sounds like Jackie Beat, but looks like Shishi LaRue.
Okay. Oh, I can see that.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Totally. This look, I was torn. Like, I was like, I kind of liked it. I kind of didn't like it. I just don't like that. I feel like she's
her
like...
Her runway look in navy with like...
Well, I just didn't like the hair like with that. It. Like, I felt like she... That was like, I'm just going to wear this up to because I like it. And then I'm going to wear this outfit. Like, they didn't seem to go together. She seemed very put on for me.
That's what I like about it, though. Because it's very like...
Too character-y.
She almost like she was like, I have to be this because I'm funny, so I need to say this. It just seemed very, it didn't seem authentic.
It was her hosting monologue, maybe.
Could be.
But I absolutely adore Cherry Pie. One of my top fives, surprisingly.
Okay. Oh, I could see her going far.
I don't see her going far.
Well, top five is Fire Girl.
No, top five picks, girl. Oh, not, oh, no, oh, honey, oh, 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 don't get too happy, girl. Oh, honey. Oh, honey, honey. No, Sherry Pie, like, I absolutely adore this character. I'm scared of the character.
We have to pick
I love five, the character. Right? Like, what can't she do wrong here? Because she's going to bring a little bit of, just enough TV that we need, and then we'll give her a congeniality check.
Mm. So the final one is Widow Von Du, which I don't know why I just loved her name. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a cool name. She's from Kansas City, Missouri. Yes. And I thought she seemed like she had a really fun personality. Mm-hmm. Her look from the runway was very captivating.
Mm-hmm. It was. I agree.
It was very, you know what it reminded me of, though? It reminded me of, like, a Mardi Gras parade. Uh-huh. It was, like, very, like, colorful and exciting. So,
okay. She gives me very Marco vibes. Mm. What? You know,
yeah, I see that. It was very Evil Queen from Snow White meets Rita Repulsa from Power Rangers. I loved it.
Oh, girl. I love whatever it. You smoke.
No, she's definitely someone to look out for. I think she's kind of like someone who people aren't really talking about, but I'm really excited because I think she has lots of personality, and I'm ready for Miss Voodoo.
She performs at Mickey's.
Does she?
She does.
She has been there the last couple weeks, and I will say this, because I ran into her in the dressing room. I didn't actually know she was on the season, to be honest with you, when I saw her there. And I was standing, I was with Raven, so I was kind of off stage behind the curtain when she was performing because Raven was going to go on next. And I actually was like, oh, I really enjoy, performance-wise, she like brought the house down. And it may be just because, you know, this was filmed a while ago. I thought in person and what I was seeing at Mickey's was way more elevated than what I'm seeing.
Yeah, they always do.
So, well, even
not
this,
necessarily.
Even this looks good.
Because I've seen some of the other ones, and I don't think that they looked elevated. But
who? We already know. We already know. Well,
what did it start with? What did it start with?
A through lots Z. Of G's. Lots of G's.
Oh
my
God.
Oh,
G's and J's. G's and J's.
Oh, damn. Now, I did some digging on Widow Von Du. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I did some digging on her because I was a little nervous. I loved her American look. Her
with the pigtails?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I liked her pigtails. Hair. I didn't like the rest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey. It was a little. Yeah, okay. They said, they being the kids out there who found the dirt on her. Not dirt, but let me not say dirt. Like, I just wanted to know some more information about her. That she is a very charismatic person. She will buck the house down. She'll split the house down. I hate to say it, but I want to see her lip sync. Now, my prediction, she'll win two lip syncs.
Yeah, I think she could be a lip sync assassin. I
but
could see that.
But then the third one, they might send her home, girl.
Yeah. I could see that.
Because, I mean, I like, they'll put her and Aiden Zane together.
Yeah.
And they'll give them Aretha Franklin. You know how they do. They'll set the girl to go home. And I also put that in my notes, that Aiden Zane will be Rob.
Ollie is dying in the corner. He is dying.
If this actually happens, I'm done.
Yeah. Bro.
Literally.
You know how they do.
Jayla will probably work in production this season. I'm dead. But that is very spot on.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show for how many? It seems like years, but how many months have we been doing five seasons of Drag Race together? We know how it goes.
Yeah.
And they're going to do something like that. They're going to give them like a.
Please continue. I'm trying to be professional over here.
They are going to give them an Aretha Franklin song and put. Yeah. Aiden Zane and Widow Von Du, she's going to slay it. Then they're going to put her against, you know.
Rock'em Sock'em.
Yeah, and then they'll give them City Girls. You know what I mean? And then, like, that's going to be set up for her to, you know, whatever. I don't know. Okay. World of Wonder, prove me wrong. Yeah. That's it.
So, let's do some news and gossip.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah. 3 seconds left.
So, All-Star Season 5 is on Showtime for, I don't know. I don't know why. I have no idea.
I don't understand.
I don't know why you are making people get more cable just to watch Drag Race.
Hey, girl. Listen. We already pay to watch Drag Race anyway, because if VH1 is not a free channel, honey, you're paying Spectrum, Comcast, whoever the hell you got, Dish. So you're still paying for it anyway. You just got to pay a little bit more. But if you don't like it, get Wow Presents.
Yeah, Wow Presents. It is on Wow Presents. Yeah.
That, or just go out to the bars and support your local bars.
But then
the
I bars just watch it here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah, yeah, I just there watch it at y'all house. I heard Mark got shows out. We'll go to his house.
There you go.
Rue was on the cover of Vanity Fair recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really awesome.
Wait, this was the, you're talking about the New Year's cover?
I think it was.
Oh, I have that. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. I love that.
Ravens
and we talked
as well
about it during AG and the Queen, but since this is a different show, yes, I would like to mention it here. And you should watch our after show about AG and the Queen.
Yes. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
We need a season
our
two.
Our spinoff. Yeah.
Our spinoff. And Rue was also on SNL, and it was hilarious. Probably one of my favorite episodes of SNL ever. So you guys should check that out. And we all did a field trip to see Lorraine Love perform.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You did amazing. You did so amazing.
It was so good. You have to say that.
And Lorraine has her own Twitter and Instagram now.
They do. Yeah. So I am on, you don't have to do anything different unless you want to, because you're already following what used to be Lorraine Love is now the Mark J. Freeman. And I'm switching over my other Instagram to Lorraine Love, but I have to give it time because it still thinks that
development. Come on, Brand.
So, yeah, there are two. And if you want to watch my Drag Race Weekly, I do talk about the move to Showtime and some other things. So every Thursday on Drag Race Weekly at AfterBuzz TV. And also RuPaul's Masterclass. I don't know if you guys saw her and Raven or do a masterclass on drag. So it is, I think, a paid thing as
it
well.
It is, yes. It's a subscription. They have other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're trying to get some special guests for you. So far we have...
We have one special guest. DragCon weekend, we'll have a special guest.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're the last one.
I know Pandora wants to come back. I saw her the other day.
I love Pandora.
Let us know who would you like to see in the comments. We'll try to see if we make an ad.
Yeah.
I know
Well, thank you guys for watching us. I am 123 Jackie V. You can find me at 123 Jackie V on all platforms. Mark?
If you want to follow my hosting, follow the Mark J. Freeman. If you want to follow my lavish drag life, follow at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE. And I love you, Gloria Love, in the chat room.
Aw, how cute. Is that
Troy Lime?
Okay. I was like, who's Gloria? All right. And you guys can watch me flex on the gram. Follow me on Instagram at WhoIsJaylaRox. That's 2X3 if you need.
Show Jayla some love.
Yes.
Stop sitting in the hay.
I don't understand. How can you not love Jayla?
Right?
I know.
Follow me, Ollie, at Ollie Dreamer.
Thanks, you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.